back here at Husker Radio with a couple guests here from Hope Embraced, Joe Sucra, Susan Sucra, and Gail Johnson. So for those that aren't familiar with Hope Embraced, could you guys give the listeners just a better explanation of what that is and what you guys do?
Well, we are formerly were Youth for Christ in the area, and we applied and received our own 501c3 locally so that we could expand some of the things we do. We wanted to be able to reach younger children and also young adults. So Youth for Christ had an age category from 11 to 19, and we wanted to be able to go beyond that. So our ministry, primarily to young people. We do some jail ministry, involved with student ministries, trying to get churches together to look at the big picture of reaching youth in North Platte, and just a number of other things that we do. But this morning, I brought Susan and Gail with me, and you know, we have contact with a lot of people that have addiction issues. And they both are directing the program called Celebrate Recovery here in North Platte and in Cozad. And recently, they had gone to California to Saddleback Church, where Celebrate Recovery originated. And I'll just let them talk about what Celebrate Recovery is and why they're involved with that, and what that trip to California was all about. So, Susan, why don't you start off, and then you can tag team with Gail.
Okay. Gail contacted me last fall, and after the last Celebrate Recovery Summit in California, and asked if I would like to go this year. And so we began making plans and decided to go. And Celebrate Recovery is for all the hurts, habits, and hang-ups anyone has. So it doesn't just deal with drugs and alcohol. It can deal with everything from anxiety and depression to the struggles people have with using food for comfort to self-harm to just about any other kind of hurt, habit, or hang-up a person has. And it utilizes the 12 steps of recovery that most of us are familiar with. Because if we've ever heard of an AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, or NA, Narcotics Anonymous, or any of the other anonymous groups utilize, but it takes them strictly from a biblical perspective. And as you say, recovery programs, they work if you work them. And it was phenomenal to be at Saddleback and to be in a group of 4,000 plus other people from across the nation and around the world who are actively involved with Celebrate Recovery, and these hearing stories of people who have had perfectionism and codependency and addictions and things just broken, and see success in ministry from the standpoint of being able to overcome those kind of behaviors and addictions and things that destroy families and lives. And I know Gail, they've been here in North Platte now for
19 years.
19 years,
year.
Going on 20.
20-year anniversary next year. So we are beginning to plan some really fun things for our 20-year anniversary next year. But personally, I came in to Celebrate Recovery 15 years ago due to childhood trauma that was still affecting my everyday life and my relationships with everyone that I came in contact with. So I was able to use the 12 steps and the 8 principles based on the Beatitudes to be able to work through my hurts, my habits, my hang-ups, and to have healing from PTSD. So you Celebrate Recovery gets to the root of what the issues and problems are, because so many times drugs and alcohol, I have abuse in my history, but so many times those things are just the Band-Aid that we use as a coping mechanism to be to deal with the hurts that go on that we don't want to deal with, we don't want to talk about, they're just too painful. That's what Celebrate Recovery is all about. It's getting to the roots for that deep-seated soul healing.
You have regular meetings in North Platte and in Cozad. Could you tell us about locations and times and
sure.
Who's welcome to come?
Everyone is welcome to come. On Sunday nights, we meet at Harvest Christian Fellowship at 6:30 to 8:30. And on the very first Sunday of every month at 5:30, we have a potluck dinner.
In Cozad, we meet at the Cozad Nazarene Church, and that's 919 H Street. And we meet on Wednesdays at 6:30 to roughly 7:30, 8 o'clock, and everyone is welcome there as well.
And then off the air, we talked about maybe an event you guys were planning in the works with Hope Embraced sometime in the fall.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited to be able to bring in a band from Nashville. They originated in Nebraska, so this is kind of coming home. It's Remedy Drive. And, you know, as they were kind of climbing the success ladder in the Christian music industry, they became more and more concerned with the issue of human trafficking. And that has become a priority for them as a music group. And their leader has actually gone undercover in different countries and rescued kids. Their goal is not only to rescue children, but also to shut down the business. And they will be here in North Platte on Saturday, October 14th, and Sunday morning, October 15th, be at the High School Performing Arts Center on Saturday night and at Harvest Christian Fellowship Sunday morning for both their morning services. We just want people to put it on their calendars and set aside that time. And I know that a lot of people have seen the movie The Sound of Freedom and have become a lot more aware of human trafficking and the destructive thing that is to the people that are victims of that. And these concerts will be a time to be more aware of what's happening, what people can do, how we can be involved to be instruments of change in helping to shut down this industry.
Okay, sounds good. That's very informative, and I'm sure the listeners will be looking forward to that event in a month and a half or so. So, yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Yes, and if you have any questions about the upcoming concert and awareness event or about Hope Embraced, you can call me, Joe Sucra. My number, 308-530-1273. And Susan, what if somebody wants to know about the meetings in Cozad? How can they get a hold of you?
If they want to know about the meetings in Cozad for Celebrate Recovery on Wednesdays, they can call me at 308-539-0763. And Gail, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call Harvest Christian Fellowship at 308-534-4563, or they can also get a hold of me at 308-530-0845.
All right, and we're just wanted to make people aware this is an important tool that people can use for recovery, and hope that people will take advantage of that.
All right, that was Joe and Susan Sucra along with Gail Johnson. Thank you guys all, and that is Hope Embraced, and we will be back for more here on Husker Radio.